marching band, pipe band indeed, and there's a very attractive supplement in the Belfast newsletter today. It's called Drumbeat Extra 2012. Covers everything you'd want to know about marching bands here. And it's sponsored by the Ulster Unionist Party, which the supplement declares is the party of Carson and Craig. So is this part of a renewed Ulster Unionist attempt to connect with the Unionist grassroots? We were keen to talk to someone from the party, particularly as the new party leader has written the foreword to the supplement. No one was available, though, but Unionist commentator, Alex Kane. Old habits die hard.
I know they do, Wendy.
Unionist commentator Alex Kane is on the line. It's interesting that this is in the newsletter today. There was a press release yesterday from Ian McRae from the DUP, reminding people in marching bands to get their applications into the Arts Council for funding for instruments because the end of the application time is the 31st of May. Is this a bit of a battle of the bands?
I'm not entirely sure what's happening. I mean, certainly 10, 15 years ago, when it would have been just before the whole peace process negotiations began, it would have been fairly normal for the Ulster Unionist Party to have sponsored something like that, or to have certainly been heavily involved, to be encouraging the various bands to, you know, apply for grants where they could apply for grants. And then I think because of the agreement, the disagreement in reality that happened, the party stepped back a bit. Some of the bands which would have come to them as first port of call stepped back a bit as well. So maybe as part of Mike Nesbitt's new, you know, trying to reinvent, reposition the Ulster Unionist Party, maybe he's trying to sort of build those links again, although the difficulty with that would be that I would have thought that the section of unionism, that pluralist section he's trying to reach, may not be all that interested in marching bands of any sort, not because they have any disagreement with the bands or what they do. They just no general interest.
There are unionists who feel that that's their culture, and then there are others who very definitely do not.
Well, I think, yes. I would be one of those unionists. I'm constantly called a liberal moderate unionist. I suppose at heart I am. I mean, one of the problems I had with the whole 12th culture and the marching band culture, I think it tended to convey an impression and an image both of unionism and of loyalism, which I think wasn't entirely true. And I think they did themselves no favours, you know, over the disputes over parades and with some of the tunes they chose to play and some of the areas they wanted to march in. I think it's important, if you're talking about rebuilding unionism, if you're talking about making the union more acceptable, and Peter Robinson's talked about this as well, then I think they have to explain. It's all very well, saying you have a culture, but if half the people on your own side